to enjoy in America, to do with our lives and our resources as we see fit. We value this freedom, and we are most appreciative for it. So often Christians find ourselves, Heavenly Father, maligning, criticizing, judging the government from top to bottom. And yet, Heavenly Father, forgetting that we still enjoy the greatest freedom of all, and that is the freedom to do something about it in regard to our own personal, individual lives. We value the freedom that allows us to live where we would choose to live, to worship, to marry whom we wish, to live where we wish, and to go to the assembly of the church that we desire. We value these freedoms, Father, and we are most appreciative for the men and women who have provided us this freedom. And Father, we cross that freedom with the great freedom with which we have been set free through the person and work of Jesus Christ on the cross. It is in this area of spiritual freedom, Father, that we have eyes to see how to use our political, economic freedom. It is because of the freedom that we have in Christ that our eyes are open to the freedom we have on earth. Therefore, Father, we pray now that you will receive these offerings and that you will continue to use them to bring honor and glory to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords, even Jesus Christ our Savior, through the spreading of his gospel. To this end, Father, we do humbly pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we know that God has a wonderful sense of humor in reference to some of the people he calls to be a pastor, but this is really humorous to have an Australian called to be a missionary to the Spanish-speaking people in Central and South America. And it's got to be just absolutely hilarious for the people to hear Ian speak. But want Ian to come and now give you a report of his recent trip to Cuba, and just let him take it over for there. I call Ian the teaching in Ephesians of the pastor teacher. I call him the missionary teacher, and I think you'll see why. Ian? Let me give you this. There we go.
I more or less like to be called a geriatric. Ask geriatrics up here. Ladies and gentlemen, American Inland Mission, Conway would like to personally thank you for allowing Herman to come and teach us. Those in Hot Springs certainly give you the appreciation for your time that you allow him to come. We do also appreciate your generosity, your contributions that allow us to go throughout the world and proclaim the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to those who are desperately needed. We have been given the greatest opportunities that I believe in the last